Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, the souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning. Listen to this scripture. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Matthew 25:16-18. It doesn't matter how small or how few your talents may be, but the question that should most concern us is not how much have I received, but what am I going to do with that which I have? Our first duty and obligation is to God, and then to our fellow men. It is good to give your heart to Christ, but this should certainly not be the ultimate goal, nor the end of your development and work for Him. In fact, it is just a beginning. The Lord has a great work to be done, and there is a wonderful reward to those who are faithful and render willing service in this present life. The Lord chooses His own agents, and each day, under different circumstances, He has a plan for the operation of their life. Never should we lower the standard of righteousness in order to accommodate inherited or cultivated tendencies to wrongdoing. All righteous attributes of character dwell in God as a perfect, harmonious whole. And everyone who has received Christ as his personal Savior is privileged to receive these attributes. We should train our body, our minds, and soul for the divine obligation which Christ has placed upon each one of us. He desires us to study how we can best advance his work and glorify his name in this world, and crown with honor, with the greatest love and devotion, the Father who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Dear ones, do you think that you can go to heaven on flowery beds of ease without rendering any service for the Lord? Now, it is true that God gives the talents and the powers of the mind, but it is up to us as individuals to see that we study to show ourselves approved unto God. A character of this nature is formed by hard, stern battles with life. Conflict after conflict must be waged against any weaknesses or tendencies which would lead us away from the Lord. We shall have to criticize ourselves closely and allow not one unfavorable trait to keep us from performing our duty for God. Now, let no one say, I just can't overcome my faults. If you come to this decision, you will certainly fail to please God. The impossibility lies in your own will. If you will not, then surely you cannot overcome. The real difficulty arises from the corruption of an unsanctified heart and an unwillingness to submit to the control of God. Many whom God has qualified to do excellent work accomplish very little because they attempt little. Thousands of people pass through life as if they had no definite object for which to live, no standard to reach. Now, don't forget this. They will obtain a reward in proportion to their work. Remember, you will never reach a higher standard than you yourself set. Then set your mark high, and step by step, even though it be by painful effort, by self-denial, by sacrifice, ascend the whole length of the ladder of progress. Let nothing hinder you. Now, I don't mean for you to endeavor to do this in your own strength, but I mean to do it by the grace of God. Opposing circumstances should create a firm determination to overcome them when they lie between you and the will of God. The breaking down of one barrier will give greater ability and courage to go forward. Press with determination in the right direction, and God will be your helper. And often, when one does this, he finds that those things which were hindrances in his way actually become stepping stones to fulfill God's will. It is written of Enoch that he walked with God, and he was not, because God took him. Remember that this came to pass even in a degenerate age after the fall of man. In that day many were living in sin. Are there no Enochs in this our day who will walk with God? God needs saints who will dare, like Daniel, to stand firm to their convictions, whom no temptation can corrupt. Do not disappoint him who so loved you that he gave his own life to cancel your sins and endow each of us with talents to work for his glory. He says, "Without me ye can do nothing." Remember this. If you've made mistakes, you certainly gain a victory if you see these mistakes and regard them as beacons of warning. Thus, you can turn defeat into victory, disappointing the enemy and honoring your Redeemer. Dear ones, what are you doing with your talents? The character of a saint of God formed in this divine image is the only treasure that we can take from this world to the next. Now let us list some of the talents which most every one of us have in common. They may vary just a little, and you may be handicapped along some particular line, but let us begin with the mind. Since the mind of man is the gateway to his heart and soul, it is very important for the mind to not only be guarded, but it should be developed in the right direction. Furthermore, since the many problems and difficulties of life began right in the mind of a person, I am persuaded that this is where our victories can begin also. Now listen to this scripture. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Matthew 22:37-38. And again, this statement of our Lord, "And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." Luke 16:8. Now, surely the Lord knew what he was talking about, but is it his will for God's own chosen people to be careless and indifferent and less informed than the people of this world? He says that we should love him with all the mind. This lays upon us the obligation of developing our capacity and our mind that we may know and love our Creator better. If placed under the control of his Spirit, the more thoroughly the mind is cultivated, the more effectively it can be used in the service of God. It is amazing what God can do with one who has a willingness to learn and to study to show himself approved unto God. There are before us possibilities which our feeble faith does not discern. Our mind should be so trained that if necessary, we can present the truths of his word before the highest earthly authorities in such a way as to glorify his name. Dear ones, if you live true to God, you may have the opportunity to present him before some of those folks. May we not let these opportunities slip by when we could use our ability to glorify God. Many of the world problems of today arise to the surface for us to view because somewhere along the line there have been those who failed to train the minds of our youth in the proper direction. It is the youth of today who will become the men and women of tomorrow. True wisdom means more than the colleges can give. Oh, for young people and older ones as well, who will take their Bible and place themselves in communion with the great teacher. Their mind should be trained and disciplined to wrestle with the hard problems of life in search for God's divine will for them. But self-discipline and self-denial must be practiced by everyone who would be a successful worker for God. This will accomplish more than eloquence or the most brilliant talents of others who ignore God's will for them. Dear ones, may I ask you this question? Are you using your God-given talents for Him? What would be your answer when God calls upon you for a report to find out whether or not you have used your talents properly? Let us pray. O Lord, we're thankful for the talents you've given to each of your children. To some, you've given one, and yet to others, more than this. Now help us to use our talents to the glory of God. Remember each listener of the broadcast with a special blessing this day, and thine shall be the praise through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Friends, if we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If God can move on your hearts to help us carry on this work for Him, we would be happy to hear from you. And now this song, Glorious Peace. The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Melvin Doolittle, and Dale Doolittle.
I came defiled and guilty to Jesus the mighty to save. He took my sins and sorrows and beautiful ashes gave. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow, streaming down over my heart, made white as the driven snow. I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door swung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in. Peace, peace, glorious peace, like tranquil waters flow.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
And so